Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Harp playing Quintorius Can't Stop Stealing.
Ryan playing everyone else. I'm so used to having Roger. It's weird not having him.
I know.
There's like a space now. Hey, everybody. Sorry that we sound a little shitty right now.
Scheduling conflicts and time constraints, and we didn't want you guys to miss a week of dumb content.
We were just talking about how we haven't missed anything, and then we got hit with like the scheduling nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
So, but you guys have also been borderline pestering me to do a Gort short. So,
yes,
I think it kind of all worked out.
Yeah, and if it sounds shitty, it's because we're playing online and recording through the internet, which we've never done before. We're an in-person group. And, you know, we're figuring it out. But if it's sketchy, so is Gort. So, you know, canon.
Yeah. And the plan is we're going to do 4 episodes for February. Then we'll be right back into the main campaign with our lovely guest, Arendir. But this will just be like a fun little oops all rogues. I think that should be the name of the title for the first one. But yeah, this is the Gort short for filler arc February.
If we're not naming it oops all rogues, it has to be the Quintorius Can't Stop Stealing experience featuring Gort, right?
Yeah, 100%. Can you tell the people at home, Gamblecles, how you got Sasha the boar?
So we didn't know how this was going to work out. So a couple nights ago, we did a like super quick test fight with the characters. And Gamblecles has an item called the Bag of Tricks. And what the Bag of Tricks is, it's a stupid bag filled with fur balls that you can pull out a fur ball and toss it and then roll a D8. And then that D8 determines what it turns into.
Real dumb. I love it when you get to roll on a table for anything, especially for a magic item.
I asked Ryan what color my bag was. He said gray. So now if I roll a 1, we get a weasel. If we roll a 2, we get a giant rat. A 3 is a badger. A 4 is our good friend Sasha the boar. 5 is a panther. 6 is a giant badger. 7 is a dire wolf, which would be tight.
That would be tight.
And then 8, we get a giant elk, which, what was his name? The giant elk?
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Mike might make an appearance.
Do you have a name for all the animals that are in your bag?
I will. I have a quick question. Yeah. Did Gort not tell us the name of his target because you can't remember?
It's in my notes. We haven't gotten to that step yet.
Okay. The plan is planning.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny to ramble as Gort. I just love doing that voice.
That's fair.
What? I think it was Goffin.
It is Goffin in Windmere.
Yeah, it's Goffin in Windmere. So
I'm trying to figure out a way to get Gort to mention the Underdark.
I know, because Gort has met Bouncicles.
Yeah, my cousin.
Oh yeah.
So you are what is the canon? Let's talk character creation. So for this, we decided we keep it really low stakes, really stupid. Everyone is level 3. Everyone pick a different rogue subclass. Gamblecles, you are.
I'm a wild card subclass. Cousin? Yeah, and I'm Bouncicles' cousin. I'm the kind of the black sheep of the family. You know, gambling addiction and all. Family.
Wild card rogue is sick. You played that before, Rich, right? I think in a one shot.
Yeah, that was when we did like a heist in one of our in-person groups. I found that online because I just like card based subclasses and stuff like that. So I found that one. I was like, all right, cool, that works.
I picked it because I just wanted to be the wild card, and then I realized that the feature of it. Well, one, I get guidance, which is nice.
Yeah.
But Wild Card's Gambit gives you proficiency with a gaming set of your choice, and I only want to do Minotaur games, so it doesn't help me at all. I can't just add my proficiency to a roll of the dice of six, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, guidance is nice.
Is nice, but then, I really should have used it to bust out of that fucking rug if I had remembered.
Well, because it looks like you have a thing called Tricks Up the Sleeve. You learn the guidance cantrip. You can cast it without any components, and it has a range of 30 feet. You can also cast it as a bonus action.
Yeah.
So you can, like, bonus action guidance yourself on your turn if you're trying to do stealth checks or sleight of hand stuff.
Yeah. Or trying to, you know, break out of a fucking rug.
Very funny. Yeah, how did you build Seth Lightfoot, Rich? I played with Seth before at like level 10, I believe, in an evil campaign I made.
Yeah, he's an offshoot of that. He's basically like a multiverse, offshoot of a different Seth Lightfoot. He's still, like, he's originally had the disadvantage on stealth checks and everything because I make Seth every time be a dwarf who wears plate armor because he doesn't want to get hit by anything because he's afraid of dying. So, so he just tries to, the whole idea for him is he stole a hobgoblin's armor. It's way too big for him, but he refuses to take it off because he has no other armor and he doesn't want to die.
I'm pretty sure that armor I actually was a homebrew set of plate that I'd made for our Feywild campaign I do in person for another D&D group to play with, but it also has like a really, really funny feature where if you miss with an attack roll, you can get a bonus equal to the amount of people, like, of your allies around you.
Yep.
It's like a way to, like, not, like, kind of save face almost.
Exactly. I saw it and I was like, that's perfect for Seth. So
I'm dying to see that play out, but it is so funny that you have like pretty good stats, but you have disadvantage on acrobatics, athletics, sleight of hand, and stealth.
Exactly.
All the things that a rogue is supposed to be good at.
Yep. So funny.
And then of course, Quintorius can't stop stealing.
Thanks, Quintorius.
Yeah.
love him. What subclass did you go with?
I went Swashbuckler. Yeah, God, I haven't played Swashbuckler much.
Swashbuckler is incredible. It's just nice that you like pretty much always have advantage if you're like soloing someone, and then you can kind of disengage kind of for free, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that fancy footwork, nice. Right?
Yep. You guys sashay away.
Yeah, they're all very quick. I was having trouble hitting you down. You kept like running away from me. I was like, get over here, you little bastards.
What are you talking about? You rolled me up in a rug immediately.
Yeah.
I know. I did get to beat on Mark, which is fun. It is very funny how like DM brain works with characters. It's like, I'm used to you playing a tank, so I was like, oh yeah, it's like fucking, it's like he's a big slime wall, you just wail on. I was like, oh, I almost killed him, ha ha.
No, you were tenderizing like, my beef, piece of shit.
I know, it was pretty rough. Well, a little bad, not really, but a little.
Probably didn't help that I had to make you do the con.
Oh my God. I know. Does the barrel stink?
Well, come on, man. He described it as extremely pungent, man.
That's like the D&D equivalent of being like, did you not want to give us homework or...
I know. Unbelievable.
Just, it was so funny. I think it's just funny that you throw up a little bit when he climbed into the barrel, all right?
He's a stinky ass bird. He's got Underdark funk on him. Yeah, I really hope that this doesn't sound like total shit. It's like, I'm glad that we can, like, do it online, like, so we can really, you know, put something out, but I really hope the audio isn't hot, hot garbage. I mean, it might be a little bit, but, you know. I feel like if you've listened to 50-plus episodes of this show, you can maybe forgive us for, like, a month. Yeah. While we get our shit together.
But you gotta go with the Stan Lee. Every episode is someone's first episode.
Yeah.
But if you're jumping in, you see there's a catalog of 50 plus episodes and it's like a serialized, how do you do? Don't be that person. Go to the beginning.
Yeah.
No, be that person. Give us engagement.
Actually, yes, scratch that. Be that person.
You know.
Yeah, we got. So I think we're going to kind of do this series sort of every episode is a different night of this big heist. Which isn't even a heist. It's like you're sneaking into a caravan heading to Windmere. That's the big plan. But you gotta get your fake mustaches first. Although you guys were like, can we just use it? I'm like, no, it's gotta be these. It's this specific kind of mustache for no reason.
I love your sneaky way you're putting Gort across the entire fucking continent, by the way. He snuck onto a caravan.
Yeah. Well, you guys gave me an impossible task, so I have to now figure it out. And if you're gonna have Gort on this insane mission, you're gonna have to get him there by playing one shots with this little crew of maniacs.
Okay, I'm in for that.
I'm pretty sure in the original conversation when we were talking about the Gort shorts, I was like, oh yeah, you guys can all be like goblins or like hobgoblins or like little.
I think so. Dudes. Yeah.
Yep.
And you guys were like, what if we were 7 feet tall?
I'm 8 feet tall.
Hey, I'm 6 and a half. 7 on a good day.
We got one dwarf, which was nice.
Yep.
He's wearing plate armor. And it's brightly colored.
So brightly colored.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a dwarf is Seth?
I believe he's a mountain dwarf.
Right.
Yep, mountain dwarf. Makes sense.
Yeah, I figured most of the Bodkali dwarves were mountain dwarves. I think I described them all as all being like tanned with like dark hair. Just kind of like they're out there. They're roasted. but I mean, I'm very excited to get back to the actual campaign when we do get there. I got a lot of stuff cooking. I think we're getting to kind of the boiling point in the main campaign. So what better time than to have a goof around, dumb, stupid session? It's been really fun. I just love seeing you guys play new characters. I always get high on that first, like, oh, these are the new guys. What are they like? It's always so fun for me.
I have a question. What are our not dumb, stupid quests?
No, they're all pretty kind of, yeah. They're all shades of dumb, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just know how you guys like to make characters. So the quests have to match them.
Very true.
I am waiting for one of you guys to take the reins here and DM a little bit. I'm not trying to hog the DM seat. So if you guys want to do your own little mini series, it's just, you know, that's extra content, baby. I also want to be a player. I can't be throwing out all these great ideas, making them all NPCs. Mm-hmm. Let me back in the seat. I'm trying to play. Put me in, coach.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe. We'll see.
Come on, the people at home. If you're a commenter, please tell me, who do you want to DM a one-shot that isn't me? Peer pressure one of them so I can be a player. I want to be one so bad.
Player Schmeyer.
I love being a player. I think I'm a better player than I am a DM.
I think just... that's false.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true.
Wow. You're a very good player, don't get me wrong, but you're an amazing DM, so.
Oh, shush. You boys.
Well, I mean, we're not good at it, so.
I disagree. I've played for all of you besides Haru, because I don't think Haru's ever DM'd. But yeah. I've played for Mark and Rich. Very, very fun campaigns.
Oh, yeah?
Time.
How's your character working out in my campaign?
Currently cursed, turning into a dragon, and feeble-minded.
Yeah.
Can't cast spells, has to wait for 29 days for a roll.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to see some of Mark's brutal high-level DM content, fucking tell him in the comments so I can be a player again.
I'm a cruel, cruel DM. It's not all sunshine and farts like it is with Glebnor when I'm pulling the strings.
Yeah, he's a maniac. Everything's cursed.
Hey, inspect right, things.
We get some mustaches to steal.
All right. Well, then, Mark, as always, I thank you for listening, and I'm sorry for the quality on this one. You know, make sure to sound off about how bad it was. Engage, engage, engage. Fairy and Mouse, I'm looking at you. Anyways, I don't have to look at you. You always engage. You're the best. You're our best listener we have. You hear that, everyone else? You're second to him or her. We don't know what you are.
Yeah. If you compete with Variant Mouse.
Compete. Compete for our love. Awesome. That's horrible. But do it. Anyways, as always, I thank you from the bottom of my bovine heart. And I would love you to keep it dicey. We're going to steal some mustaches.
This has been a Business Shark production.